Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the 13th of October, and I'm walking through the park to work, and it's windy, but then you've come to expect that, but there are far fewer people about. I remember sort of the last few weeks, I always spilled out of the tube station, a white dove, interesting, with loads of people. And then walk through the park with loads more, trying to find a little space so I'm not immediately overheard when I do a boo. But that's gone. Even though optimism rules, someone was there putting the deck chairs out, and there's some people over by a tree, trying to get some good photos with squirrels. So it looks like they're rolling a few chestnuts and things towards the squirrels to see what they do with them. But I'm grateful it's not raining, so bonus. In fact, it looks quite nice, but it's definitely gone colder. And sorry to be harping on about plastic bags, but I think I know now why in the small shop they didn't charge me for the bag, because in John Lewis there was a sign up that said big shops have to charge. So looks like in the small ones you still get away with it, which seems a bit daft and a bit inconsistent, because either we're saying they're bad or not, or maybe they're phasing in, I don't know. Interesting. Oh well. Anyway, that clears up that mystery. Not that that gave me any sleepless nights. In fact, I slept like dead last night. I must have been shattered. Busy day. Equally busy day today, though. Day at work, and then Henry's going to Scouts, and he's doing a skills badge, which is going to be interesting. Not entirely sure how this is going to work, but I think he'll also get invested. I've still not really got a yay or nay from him whether he wants to keep going to Scouts, because we've only been trialing it so far. But since he willingly goes every week and seems to have fun, his only concern seemed to be he doesn't want to go walking in case it rains. So he's not very keen on that. And obviously that will happen at some point. I have heard enough stories of Scouts camping in the rain. But so far we've been okay, and so far we're only going to the hut to learn new things. Something else that Henry's not that keen on. Not if you tell him. But apparently one of the activities is how to light a candle. Now, he loves blowing out candles and then sniffing the smoke that comes off. So maybe that'll be an incentive for him. And like many little boys, he likes playing around with candles and fire, etc. So I'm not entirely sure that that's a very useful skill to have, lighting a candle for a six-year-old. We'll see how that goes. Otherwise, trying to organise more sort of social life activities. A friend has suggested going to the cinema next week, so we'll see. So that's quite nice. So we had the Scouts quiz. That was the main thing. It didn't really matter who organised it, but I went to a quiz on Friday. Can't remember whether I mentioned that yesterday. So that was good fun, and and in cinema next week. Let's see how that goes. And this week, I'm certainly getting lots of coffees with friends, and which is nice. Nice to catch up with people. And then it won't be long until we have a holiday. Well, I say we, the children, anyway. And I think Henry in particular is looking. He just lives for Minecraft. Every day when he can't play Minecraft, it's a lost day, I have a feeling. So we'll see. but it is very, very busy for them. Day at school and then homework or exercises and practicing their instruments and sort of the after school activities. So yeah, lots going on. So they certainly deserve their holiday. Which I notice seems to be sort of same time as it used to be. So end of October-ish. Anyway, hope you all have a good day. I've nearly arrived at the office, and I haven't got that much news, so I'll leave it here, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.